for us next week, courtesy of the ATC.
One man has been detained after a number of pedestrians were run over near London's Natural History Museum. Police say they are trying to determine why a car mounted the sidewalk outside the museum, one of several in that area of South Kensington. They're describing the incident as a collision rather than terror-related at this stage. A man charged with fatally stabbing a German tourist on a Brisbane road, then fleeing the scene in his car, is set to face court. The 33-year-old Lockrose man was arrested yesterday morning, some 24 hours after the apparent road rage incident on Milton Road. Queensland police say the German backpacker and a male friend were trying to cross the road about 4 a.m. on Friday when they became involved in a verbal altercation. The man and a woman were in a small car. It's alleged the 33-year-old got out of the car and stabbed the backpacker in the abdomen and back. The 30-year-old victim, who'd been in Queensland for some time, died 4 hours later in hospital. Danish police say divers have found the head and legs of Swedish journalist Kim Wall, who died in mysterious circumstances on an inventor's homemade submarine. Peter Madsen had been charged with killing Wall, who disappeared after she went on a trip with him in his submarine on August 10. Madsen originally told police Ms. Wall had been returned to shore safely, then changed his story to say she had died on board after hitting her head. Chief Investigator Jens Moller Jensen says there was no sign of fractures on the skull.
With help from divers from the Navy and Aarhus University, we did several dives on Thursday and Friday. Yesterday we found a bag with Kim Wall's clothes. In the same bag there was a knife and lead weights which held the bag down. At noon we found two legs, and shortly after we found a head.
The woman's torso was found in April. Anti-government protesters in St. Petersburg have clashed with police, around 100 people being arrested. Dozens have rallied across Russia after demanding that Putin critic Alexei Navalny be allowed to stand in next year's election. Here's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Anti-government protesters have been marching through the city centre. They've been stopped now by riot police that lined up along the road, and the police have started to arrest people in the crowd. The authorities say that this is an illegal protest. The protesters say they don't need permission to come onto the streets and express their opinion. And the overriding opinion here in the crowd is that Russia needs change. The protest has been organised by supporters of the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He's currently serving a 20-day sentence in jail, and there have been similar protests across Russia today.
Solar cars from more than 20 countries are set to race from Darwin to Adelaide in the World Solar Challenge, which starts today. The leading cars are likely to cover the 3,000 kilometres by Thursday, just on the power of the sun. Teams have come from as far as Iran, Belgium, Chile and the United States. The Dutch Nuon team will be hot favourites as they try to win the event for a seventh time. But others will be snapping at their heels, with the team from the University of Michigan hoping their smaller, narrower car will give them the edge. This year's race marks 30 years since the first World Solar Challenge in 1987. This is Air News. A-League champions Sydney FC continued their streak of dominance over Melbourne Victory, winning 1-0 in last night's grand final rematch. An own goal from defender Thomas Deng early in the second half was all the Sky Blues needed. 20-year-old Deng couldn't react quickly enough when a cross from Luke Wilkshire took the slightest glance off Alec Brosk's forehead and landed at his feet. The ball spilled off him and past Lawrence Thomas's outstretched glove to give the visitors the lead in the 53rd minute. Coach Kevin Muscat says his team was unlucky not to come away with the result.
Not the start in terms of the return of points, but I was fairly pleased and disappointed for the boys, because I thought we were worth something tonight.
The omens are good for Ford's Mark Winterbottom ahead of Sunday's Bathurst 1000, despite Scott McLaughlin's all-conquering form. Frosty could only manage third fastest after the Supercars series leader set an astonishing new lap record in top 10 qualifying. McLaughlin left the Bathurst fans in shock and rivals in awe when he clocked 2 minutes 03.83 seconds, the fastest Supercars lap ever at Mount Panorama. But ex-champ Winterbottom said he couldn't be happier starting from third after hearing that's exactly where his hero Alan Moffat launched his memorable 1977 Bathurst triumph. Also in sport, Queensland captain Usman Khawaja starred in his team's 11-run victory over a gallant Victoria in domestic one-day cup cricket. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Chardonnay. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Wake in Fright is one of the greatest Australian stories ever told. This Australian drama will keep you on the edge of your seat. Wake in Fright premieres 8:30 tonight on Channel 10. In Loftus, we've got an accident on the Princes Highway at Farnell Avenue. One northbound lane is closed in Blacktown. Lights are blacked out on Blacktown Road at Bungarabee Road due to a power failure. And if you're off to the airport, give yourself a little extra time. It's pretty heavy on Marsh Street approaching the International Terminal at the moment. French's Forest Road is one-way westbound only from Patanga Road to Forest Way until mid-2018. Plan ahead and allow extra travel time. Details at livetraffic.com. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy today, a 60% chance of showers, most likely during the afternoon and evening, but we're heading for a top temperature of 23 degrees with a potential of that shower or two. Jimmy, what about at Sydenham and Springshaw?
Springshaw? Okay. So Sydenham, I'm right. Yeah. It's currently 17 degrees at Sydenham. With an expected top of 23 degrees. Springshaw, luckily I've got that up as well. It's just near Emerald in Queensland. And it's going to be a cloud clearing today and 33 degrees. Now, why are we going to Springshaw?
Because Ty England's brother was married there yesterday, had a reception there last night, and Ty unfortunately couldn't get to that part of the world in time for his brother's reception.
So. But it all worked out in the end because he won himself a Group 1.
And his brother got married.
So, Greg, what's your best advice for the spring carnival?
Let Sky Racing steer you towards the winners.
Rads is right. Sky Racing does all the hard work for you this spring carnival with unrivaled knowledge and passionate opinions from our expert commentary team. It's the best way to pick your winners.
Get reliable, real-time information on every horse in the race.
How good is that?
Be smart this spring. Watch Sky Racing on 526 and Thoroughbred Central on 528.
The spring carnival on Sky Racing. Get closer to the action. Only on Foxtel. The Tab app is proudly made by punters. Punters like Steve. Yeah, I squeezed in more live racing than any other app and added race replays so you can brush up on a runner's past performances. Funny story that. I built it using hexadecimal code and thank you, Steve. You can check out his handiwork by downloading the Tab app today. Tab, we love a bet. Live Race Vision covers all televised Australian racing. Racing Vision available to TAB account customers only. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Join Derby Racing, the Golden Slipper winning syndicators, in this impeccably bred colt by Fastnet Rock. Out of the Zabeel mare, Chi, this colt is closely related to Invader. To be trained by Team Hawks, he looks the ideal Guineas Derby type. With shares starting at just $5,998, GST included. For more information, visit derbyracing.com. Derby Racing, the ultimate racing experience.
AFSL 333-244.
It's one corner remaining for Chas Mostyn. 250 hard-fought kilometres. And Super Cheap Auto Racing is victorious. Well done, Chas Mostyn.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, well done, Scott McLaughlin. He's the guy who's putting great numbers on the wall up there at Mount Panorama. A record lap for Scott McLaughlin in the...
First man to go under 2 minutes, 4 seconds.
DJR Penske Ford. And, of course, they called it the Lap of the Gods previously with Greg Murphy back in 2003, but he has smashed that record. So that, of course, is on today. You can catch that on Fox Sports. We look forward to watching that throughout the course of the afternoon. By the way, we've got our talk topic going this morning, Raymond, which is, you know, what do you do when the footy's over, the cricket hasn't started? What do you do on a Sunday afternoon? And I'm getting all sorts of people putting some nominations in. Morning, lads, what to do on a Sunday now the footy's over? One, paint the bathroom. Two, clean the deck. Three, clean the barbecue. Four, sit back with a coldy to watch the Coonamble Cup. And five, finalise flight and accommodation details to head to Sydney to attend the Everest. Thanks, Jamie.
There you go. He's got it all worked out.
That is a big day.
And is that from Michelle? It's raining in Dubbo. So it's
raining in Dubbo. Send it down, Huey, as they say. Daryl Broman could have won on Winx yesterday from travelling at Warhope. Maybe a stretch, travelling. But you've got a bit of homework here. Great. Could you give us Winx's sectionals for yesterday's race, please, Ray? I'm
trying to find
no
him.
No name on that.
Trying to find him at the moment. But we did check up for Brian, was it, about a milli star?
Yes.
Yes. Now, she, by my reckoning, is 35th in order of entry for the Caulfield Cup, so very much on the outside looking in there.
Right.
Don't know if she'll get a start, but she's definitely fully qualified and in the Melbourne Cup now.
Yes, and we did have that market up too, and she was, after that run yesterday, she was there or thereabouts.
There's a couple of quick ones. Winx did run her final 1,000 metres in 57.51. They did walk fairly early, but they've certainly sprinted hard. Her last 422.91, and fair to say, Hugh Bowman didn't have to test her too much.
I was watching it yesterday with Tracy, and I was saying, look at Hugh Bowman. Look at the jockey. He hasn't moved.
Mm.
He was so still, and then he just pushed her out. That's when she puts that four strides, and she's bang, all of a sudden, three lengths in front.
It must be an awesome feeling riding.
Unbelievable. Our Man in $7. Admired Deuce, $13, along with Amelie Starr for the Melbourne Cup. Ventura Storm there at $13 as well. Our Man in easing in the market after that run yesterday.
Well, Jimmy, our next guest had to work a bit harder than Huey Bowman did to get the Group 1 win, but it was a terrific front-running ride on Ace High yesterday, and Ty England's been good enough to join us this morning. I know he has to ride later on today at Hawkesbury too, but Ty, good morning, congratulations, and well, Ace High is one tough colt, Ty.
Yeah, he sure is. Morning, guys. He's racing obviously well, and his last two starts have proven that he's definitely a Group 1 winner now. So he's a nice colt. And yeah, David's done a great job to get him to peak yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking about Ace High with David a little bit earlier on in the program. Not sure if you heard it, Ty, but it's probably a little bit different the way you were asked to ride him yesterday, and maybe not a pattern that the horse is comfortable with. Did you feel the horse, clearly you didn't mind it too much, but did you feel that it was different for him?
No, like I led on him two starts ago and got the win, and obviously led on him yesterday, but he's not a horse, what probably David's saying, he's not a horse that he has to lead. He's not a one-paced horse that has to roll along and do it all in front. It was just circumstances that the way he began. I went into the race open-minded with myself and David, expected to have more pressure in the race, but a couple of horses were a bit steady out. And, horse pinged the lead, so I got to the front. I thought I'd rolled them along enough for everyone to sort of find their position, and then that's when I steadied the pace a little bit, but I didn't want to go too slow and have the horse take off around us and, then start taking us on and make it all a muddly run race. I thought... to better my chances is just to make it a little bit of a staying test and let everyone find their spot. And with that, I was able to have a nice run in front, which suited my horse. But, when I give him a squeeze, he kicked strong. But, he was a little bit tired late. And it was a nice fighting finish.
Yeah, he's a tough horse, as we mentioned earlier, Ty. What about if the plans are at this stage to go to the Victoria Derby? What about this colt getting out to 2,500 metres?
Mm.
I obviously was a little bit tired late, but you can ride in quiet. You can, get a little bit of cover and get him to relax that little bit more. I think I'm sure you'll get the trip. Mm. So, he's... when horses come to him, you feel him underneath, you pick up and go again. So, I was able to ride him as a two-year-old, and we've always said that he's going to be a better three-year-old, and he's proving that.
Mm. Got a bit of a fine yesterday too, Ty. That hits the back pocket a little bit.
Yeah, a bit hefty.
That is larger than I've seen for that.
It's Group 1 race, I guess.
Group 1, okay.
Yeah, they sort of took into consideration the margin of, the winning, how far I won by, and they weren't satisfied. They did say they weren't satisfied that, they'd changed the race result. But, I've been done, I think, two times before in the last 2 years, I think, and obviously been a Group 1 race, and I hit it four hits over, and it's pretty much $1,000 a hit. Mm. But the second horse actually got hit over as well, so it's the rules.
Yep.
Obviously, would have liked to keep that $4,000, but I can't complain. It's I obviously did the wrong thing, but from being a jockey and trying to get the best out of the horse, and it's harder over a staying trip because obviously your horse is probably off the bit chasing. Like you're trying to get them hit their top and hold their top for a lot longer, and it's not as if you'd look at the race and say, I overhit the horse, but the rules are 5 times before the 100, and, I just went a couple over, so a bit unfortunate, but, got to ride by the rules, I suppose.
Exactly. Well, lucky you had a couple winners on the day, and well was that Group 1 win, but you also had a horse called Interlocutor tie in the third. I know it was only a benchmark 85, but a lot to like about this horse tie.
Yeah, there is, and you just look at his form, and it's attractive there. So he's got a unique racing style, how he flattens out, pins his ears back, and really pushes his nose out. And he's, I'm pretty sure he'll go through his grades, and give it 12 months, 2 years, we'll still be talking about how good he is. So he just gives me that feel that he's a nice horse on the way up.
Number of rides out at Hawkesbury today, Ty. Is anyone you're most looking forward to?
I've got a nice little horse called Good As Done for Gary White. I think my standout is Story and Godolphin's horse in race 7. So, nice book of rides. Hopefully, get a couple winners. There's another thing you can do on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, duck out to Hawkesbury races.
Duck out to Hawkesbury, watch
duck
them
out
at home.
To Hawkesbury.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask you, Ty, you don't get much time off. The life of a jockey is pretty much 7 days a week. When you get a bit of time off, what do you like to do?
Obviously, I've got the girls here. Spend as much time with them, but Sunday afternoon, my perfect Sunday would be go for breakfast, get the girls happy, have a bit of fun, play around. But I'm crazy on my lawn. So I'll hit the lawnmower. I get into the lawn form big time. So
get the fertiliser on the Sawalda and that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Filling the mower, get the lines. Yeah, I go pretty hard about it all. So,
now, listen,
we'll
you
stop
two.
War stories,
listen,
time,
listen. We're a sports program, not a gardening program, all right? If you want to do a gardening program, there's another network you can go to, all right?
I love watching the footy on a Sunday afternoon. Nothing better.
Fantastic. Hey, Ty, congratulations yesterday. Really big day, including that Group 1 win. And another big day coming up for you, too, at Hawkesbury today. We appreciate your time, mate.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks so much, Ty.
There he is, Ty Angland. As you mentioned, great form that he is in. And things going well for him away from
racing
as well.
Won that golden rose on Trapeze Artists as well earlier this spring. So
that's right.
Group 1 so far for Ty.
Yeah, very good. Lenny, no problem, no footy. Have watched the AFL Grand Final replay 5 times. Only 32 more viewings to get me through to the next footy season. So there you go. There's an option. Keep that on the record button, and away you go. 1353 is the open line number. Time now for this.
On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
Ford Scott McLaughlin will refocus after recording the fastest ever lap at Mount Panorama yesterday, breaking 2 minutes and 4 seconds to sit on pole for the Bathurst 1000 today. Holden's David Reynolds is second and Ford's Mark Winterbottom third. The 161 lap great race starts at 10 past 11. A-League champs Sydney FC continue their streak of dominance over Melbourne Victory, winning 1-0 in last night's Round 1 match at Etihad Stadium. It was Sydney's fourth win in a row against their Big Blue rivals. Newcastle striker Roy O'Donovan scored a first-half hat-trick to help the Jets thrash his former club, the Central Coast, 5-1 in Gosford, while today Wellington and Adelaide play at 3 o'clock and the Wanderers are home to Perth at 6 o'clock. India lead the 3-match T20 cricket series against Australia 1-0 after a 9-wicket win overnight in a rain-affected match that was decided by Duckworth Lewis. The Aussies were sent into bat and had a hard time coping with the slow and low surface. They were 8 for 118 in the 19th over when the rain came down. After calculations, the home side needed 48 off six overs and did it with three balls to spare. South Africa restored some pride in its jersey overnight after being flogged 57-0 by New Zealand in their last encounter at North Harbour. The Springboks went down by just 1 point to the All Blacks in the Rugby Championship match at Newlands in front of 50,000 people, 25 points to 24. Although the Kiwis have wrapped up the competition, they did field a strong side, throwing everything into the match. Both teams scored three tries each. Meantime, in about 10 minutes' time, Australia will play Argentina in Mendoza. Not the start Sydney wanted to the new NBL season. The Kings going down to Adelaide 105-96 in Sydney last night. Despite the loss, Brad Newley top scored for the match with 24 points. While in front of a record opening round crowd of almost 13,500 in Perth, the reigning premiers, the Wildcats, beat Brisbane 96-86. Nick Kyrgios is into the final of the China Tennis Open after a straight set semi-final win over Alexander Zverev, 6-3, 7-5. The Aussie has won 9 of his past 11 matches and dropped just one set on his way to the final, where he'll play Rafael Nadal. Meanwhile, another Aussie, John Peers, with partner Henri Kontinen, take on the American team of John Isner and Jack Sock in the final of the doubles. And Leeds has won a record 8th Super League Grand Final, defeating Castleford 24-6 at Old Trafford. Captain Danny Maguire marked his last game with the Rhinos with 2 second-half tries and was named Man of the Match. And boys, what's believed to be the first deal of its kind in world football, Norway's male and female players will receive the same amount of pay for representing their country. So the amount of money is almost doubled. It goes from, this is in pounds, nearly £300,000 to about £580,000.
For the team?
For the team, yeah. And now what's interesting about this as well is that the Norwegian male players have contributed to the pool. They've put in £50,000 of their own money, which they normally receive for commercial activities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've thrown that in for them. Now, one of the Norwegian players, Caroline Graham Hansen, posted on Instagram a photo of the men's team with a message saying, "This was maybe a small thing for you to do. Maybe it won't be shown in your monthly wages and maybe an obvious move for you, but this means everything to us, for our team, our sport, and for all female athletes out there."
Mm-hmm.
So for the girls, it will certainly make a difference, you know, with any female team, professional team, because most of them are studying and working while trying to play at the same time. So hopefully they're hoping to increase the level of the women's team with this extra. Jimmy, you're really interested, aren't you?
No, I'm thinking, when did it happen? What was the moment? Because if you think about the last 2 or 3 years, what has it been that... And I don't just mean domestically Australia, but internet, there has been some groundswell of movement that has said,
I know what you're going to say, Tim.
Females are going to be paid the equivalent to the male, even though we know that in many cases they don't generate the same revenue that the males do.
No, that is correct. But what could have been a catalyst to this, apart from, you know, build-up, is that a couple of weeks ago, the Denmark cancelled a home women's friendly against the Netherlands because of a dispute over money with the Danish Football Association, and the men's Danish team threw in £60,000 for the women for their costs, to cover their costs. So it's so if you've got the men's teams backing the women's teams up, and there's only one, I don't know, that they've got different associations, I would suppose, but there would be one major governing body that's putting the pressure on them.
And how big was the women's Euro tournament? We were in England, it was on, and England had a really good chance of winning it. It was everywhere you went, wasn't it? Front page news on every news bulletin. It was huge.
When did that happen? You know what I mean? Five years ago, that wouldn't have happened.
Maybe in the last 2 years, maybe.
It was massive over there. I couldn't believe it.
The female tennis players have been paid the same for a long time, especially in the Grand Slams, but it's just interesting with the team sports. Why it's come about.
Because maybe the crowds are getting bigger and the popularity is rising, and so they deserve... And I think they're standing up for themselves. Once upon a time, they were too scared to, or they wouldn't. And now that they are...
They're getting some pull now. They're getting some TV coverage, mass media coverage in Europe.
The TV coverage is interesting to see the Women's Big Bash League and the audiences that attracts.
And what about the netball this year?
The AFL has always done it, and the AFL also got some big ones. And... With the cricket, I'm pretty sure I'm right in saying that the Australian Cricketers Association represent both the men and women at the elite level. So when they're negotiating on behalf of them.
Mm. Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's interesting. Good on you, Tan. Appreciate that. Just an SMS in here. Steve from St Clair. Hi, guys. Wondering why Jimmy missed the score check after the quiz.
Well done, Steve.
Ray 20, Jimmy 19. There you go, Steve. That's a score update. We'll take a break. We'll compose ourselves inside here, and we might
be
back.
You'll calm down.
The build-up to the inaugural Everest has been unprecedented, and Sky Sports Radio brings you every spine-tingling moment. Every day, we give you the latest for the $10 million race, October 14th.
I can absolutely confirm that Clearly Innocent is now in the TAB Everest. It's a $15 chance as we speak right now.
And every morning, Racing HQ talks to the Everest trainers, jockeys and owners.
For everything on the Everest, stay with Sky Sports Radio.
For the best price and range on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda, bringing deals to life. This month, get a free model upgrade across the entire Mazda 3 range. That means huge savings. With more than 100 Mazda 3s in stock, you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Hurry in, don't miss out. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
The TAB Everest, the world's richest race on turf. $10 million. Royal Randwick, October 14. The TAB Everest. Will you be watching?
It's English and Fellsweep fighting it out. Chautauqua very late. It's English a half length in front. Can he do it? Chautauqua, he's flying. Yes, there's history. Chautauqua makes it three in a row. That is unbelievable.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Well, if people only knew the conditions under which I have to work.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Open hostility.
You love it.
Open hostility from you.
And you still.
Open hostility from producer Jeremy.
You're the ones doing the pot all the time.
It's a great point, Ray.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. And Steve from St Clair, now getting stuck into me as well. And to see you, the joy on your face, and I'd almost go as far as to say it was a smirk on your face when you said, "Yeah, what's the score? What's the score?" And people say you aren't. I'm going to change you, and I'm calling you competitive now, not sneaky competitive.
Okay.
You're becoming more and more overt, Raymond.
Well, there's two cartons on the line, of course.
There are two cartons on the line, so it's very serious stuff.
Nothing to do with the result, but I'm trying to
win. The problem is, I don't know what sort of deals have been cut in the background. I know that my two cartons are going to me. You, on the other hand, I think you've done a deal with producer Jeremy. The questions are all in your favour. He listens to the callers who ring up and thinks, you sound pretty smart, I'll give you to Ray.
You're the schmuck.
Thank you.
Conspiracy theories are ruining your life, man. You've got to move on.
All right, I've got to move on.
Got callers.
Apparently we're going to callers. Tony's there. G'day, Tony.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray.
Good morning, Tony.
Just a little bit of useless trivia information.
Mm-hmm.
60 years ago in the 1957 Sires Produce Stakes in Melbourne, a horse called Tullock won.
Mm-hmm.
The horse that ran second was a horse called Ace High.
There you go.
Just a little bit of useless trivia information.
Okay.
Speaking of Tullock...
Tony, you might know this, and Ray probably does. He's competitive on everything else. He probably want to know this, beat you to the punch. Isn't there a rule where you can't name the horse the same?
I think you've got to be a classic winner. So yeah. I was going to bring that up. Because there was a horse called Mighty Kingdom ran in the 50s.
Yes.
But if you've originally won a classic race, like, you can't name a horse called Tullock.
Right.
Speaking of Tullock, I had the pleasure, I'm a little bit long in the years, but I saw Tullock, mm-hmm. and he's by far the best horse I've seen when you consider he never races a four-year-old.
Mm.
Now, if allocated prize money was to Tullock, he'd be out $30 million. But the
is
point I'm making is, Tullock is the best, and I have to put Winx second.
Mm. That's fair enough too, Tony, I tell you what, because a lot of people are now putting Winx right up amongst their all-time
Well, hang on,
race.
Tony, if we can go back to Tony, who's been bumped down to three?
She's better, as good as Kingston Town.
Yeah, there you go.
Who only carried 59 kilos in the Melbourne Cup, and Carpenter, the handicapper, weighted her at 64.
Well, that's what he
that's
said.
That's good enough for me.
That's
she
what he
is
said.
The most versatile mare ever to race, second to Tullock.
Big call. Just on the name.
I defy anybody to tell me otherwise. Don't put Black Caviar in there. Don't put Maccabi Diva. Mm. They don't rate with the versatility of this horse that's won over 1,400, 1,600, 2,000. And I tell you what, if she'd had been trained for the Everest and or the Melbourne Cup, she would have put them away.
Yeah, a lot of people agree with you, Tony. You know?
On that Tullock thing, yeah. The prize money? Is it?
I'm doing that exercise for Cox Plate Week. Remember I told you I was going to do it?
Yeah,
trying
right.
to convert all the old champs.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't know if it's 30 mil, but... On a couple of points he raised, read the naming of a horse.
Yes.
Certain horses are protected. Tullock, right. Farlap, Kingston Town, their names protected for forever.
Okay.
Other horses who win just average races, 15 years before you can use that horse's name again. But Group 1 winners, like a Mighty Kingdom, I think it is 50 years, something like that. Or
okay.
But anyway, there is a certain time frame.
G'day, Shane.
G'day, Jimmy, Ray. How
Morning,
are you,
Shane.
Fellas?
Really well.
Now, if you've got nothing to do this afternoon, you can join me and me young blokes at Uncle Buck's Tavern at Mount Druitt for UFC 216. Okay. Kevin Lee and Tony Ferguson for the interim lightweight title. The winner will fight Conor McGregor. Now, these two have been jawing off at each other for the last 6 weeks. It is going to be a war. There will be blood. I'm telling you. It's a stacked card. Ray Borg and Demetrius Johnson and the flyweights. The world title before it, then you've got a couple of big heavyweight bouts. The girls are in it. It's going to be a massive.
What time's it start, Shane?
Well, the prelims are at 10, which I'm getting psyched up for, and then we all head down to the Tav, and we're ready to go at 12 o'clock for the main event.
And the main event.
I'll see you down there, boys. All right.
There's the option. There's an option that's going to be hard to say no to. I've got to say, Shane. Good on you, mate. Appreciate that. Now, and by the way, we got this from Manly Man. Now, hi, boys. Mrs. Woe Manly.
Woe Manly,
that's really good. Said, special mention must go to the groundskeeper, Willie, for his halftime dance. The crowd loved it. Cheers, Manly Man Al. And as for what's on this Arvo, a replay of the Manly and Storm 40-0 zip to rout. On you, Shane. So that was our previous caller, Shane.
Exactly.
Who looks like he's gone to the UFC. 1353-53. By the way, all those UFC markets are on at tab.com.au, who are the preferred betting partner of the UFC in Australia. Here we go, Roman.
Midnight's team.
Hello, Midnight.
How you going, boys?
Morning.
Really well.
G'day, Midnight.
I was getting all right. I was alive in the last leg of the quaddy there, Ray.
And how'd you go?
Well, it was the same selections as you. How do you think I went?
We missed out in the last leg, yeah.
Hey?
Missed out in the last leg.
Well, we're looking good upward in the straight.
One day it's going to come in, Midnight. Hey? One day. Got to hang in there.
I got something to do this. Well, my missus got me pushing the trolley around Woolies for her.
Oh, yeah?
Hey,
you got to do the right thing, Midnight.
No, that win yesterday, Wednesday, unbelievable.
Yeah, no, she's pretty amazing.
I've been following Huey since, 2005 when he won the Doomben 10,000 on Red Earn.
Yeah, that's his first Group 1. Oh, no, he won a Group 1 on Defier, I think.
But he used to, she's a friend of mine that owned that, and I used to follow Huey then, you know.
Yeah. She's world-class jockey now, Midnight.
And then I started following him and Waller back when Dan Lee was running.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So they've been my favourites for a long time, them two.
Yeah, well, they're having a pretty decent run now. Hey, Midnight, what's your team this week, mate?
I don't know. Hang on, I'm just looking in the trolley. I'll tell you what's in the trolley.
Yeah?
Well, fullback, I've got Phil Jelly. I've got Craig Salmon. Richard Corn.
Yeah.
The centers, I've got Peter Benson and Jason Hedges. The halves, got Colin Curry and Terry Lamb.
Nice. Curry Lamb.
And he back round my go over your head, is he?
Okay.
Tom Maskell, Michael Just, and Coffey.
Yeah.
Me props, Bob Tucker and Gil Box.
Look at
Michael Gillette.
Outstanding. Michael Gillette.
Shavers. He's in the shopping.
Oh, he's in the shopping. Yeah, right.
Gillette there, mate.
Yeah. Got a coach?
Yeah, I'm just putting him in there, mate. Frank Biscuit Stanton.
Exactly. Outstanding midnight.
Very good, Midnight. Very good.
Start the yesterday calling you, right? I've got one for you. Race two.
Where, is this at Hawkesbury Midnight?
No, at Canamble.
Canamble, yep.
My home and best today.
Yeah.
Always have an aim and better each day.
Mm-hmm.
So, Canamble race two, number two.
Got nothing. Story of my life, Midnight. Got nothing.
Hasn't got a jockey yet.
Hey?
Got nothing. Good on you, Midnight.
Mate. We'll get the chocolate. Hey, actually, the last winner in the Quaddy S, he didn't have a jockey in the morning either.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Wendy Roach, the first winner in Saturday class. So, well done, Wendy.
Well done, Wendy.
Good chalk.
All right, boys, you have a good weekend.
You too, Midnight. Thanks
good on
for
you, Midnight.
Call,
enjoy that shopping, okay?
I'll give you a win of the dogs next week, mate, off the air.
All right, okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds like you won't be in the express lane with all that stuff in the trolley either. Ray, if I name my gelding Winx, W-I-N-K-S, would it get through?
You know what? It probably would. Because there's been horses like Boombra spelt differently and Farlap spelt differently, so you'd hope it wouldn't, but it probably would get through.
There you go. Keep the SMS coming in, 0419 767 272. Open line numbers 1353 53. We'll take a break here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Be back shortly.
The Big Sports Breakfast has dusted off the clubs and is heading to Stonecutters Ridge this Wednesday. We'll be broadcasting live prior to tee-off for Tab Cares Golf Day, helping build awareness of the Steve Waugh Foundation.
The foundation is somewhere to turn for children and young adults with rare diseases.
So join us Wednesday from 5:30 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One when the Big Sports Breakfast comes to you live from Stonecutters Ridge. Thanks to Tab.
What are we needing? Canadian two-year-old colt of the year. Freakishly fast at two. Wickedly faster at three. World record holder at four. Visit yerribee.com.au.
September is extras month at Penrith Mazda. Throughout September, get an extra year's factory warranty plus 3 years roadside assistance for free on all passenger vehicles, including the Mazda CX-3. You'll also score a $500 Mazda accessory pack, as well as Mazda factory bonuses. Mm. See Penrith Mazda, your family-owned and operated Mazda experts today. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. We say it every week, Jimmy, odds on favourite for 2017.
Oh, they're $1.03 for 2000. Yep. And that special offer in September, I'm pretty sure they've pushed it over into October as well.
Yes, it should be, yeah. So they're at Mulgar Road, Penrith, just off the M4, MD18808.
Tracy with the outswinger, and it's gone in. Jackson Irvine. He nearly scored in Tehran. He has scored in Sydney. The first international goal for the young midfielder.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgar Road, Penrith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Just before we get to callers and Trent Lenscar from tab.com.au, Bish Racing has said on Twitter, Jimmy Smith, time to pull your head in and need to talk positive about NRL refs. Now, people are saying that I'm complaining about what the refs are, you know, letting teams stand offside and so forth. I understand that, and no one tries to be as positive with the referees, or more positive with the referees than me, but you can't ignore things to the detriment of the game that you think would improve the game as a spectacle and decrease the level of frustration with refereeing. You can't just say, oh, let's let the game flow and not give any penalties away when there are penalties to be given.
It's the toughest job.
It's a very tough job. Incredibly difficult job.
You blow the whistle too many times,
you get criticised. You don't blow it enough, yeah, you get criticised.
You can't win the refereeing.
But why don't we go back to something old-fashioned, say, Ray, and say, blow the whistle when it needs to be blown.
A lot of merit in that, James.
So, Bish Racing, I take your point.
It's a good point, what he's raised.
I take your point, but you're wrong. now, we get this
you're
coming
wrong.
In too from...
He's just raising a point.
Yeah, that's right. That's wrong. The dog... the dog has sent an SMS in, yeah. Ray. Maccabi Diva's versatility is unquestioned. 1 over 12, 14, 2,000, 2,400, and 3 times 3,200. Fairly special ones. That's from the dog. Now, you're saying... Actually, not the case. Didn't win over 12?
Didn't win at 12. Won 1400 metres onwards.
Well, there you go.
She was extraordinarily versatile and got better as she got older.
She did.
She was her best was at last spring when the Cox played Melbourne Cup double.
So Tullock was number one for Tony. Winks now two. Kingston Town three. But it's all very subjective, isn't it?
Yeah. I always put it this way, Jim. Best sprinter I've seen, Black Caviar. Best stayer, Maccabi Diva. Most complete racehorse was Kingston Town. I've got Winks there now.
You've dropped Kings?
No, level pegging. I don't know who could win. I'm hedging
level
the bets.
Level pegging.
I'm hedging the bets. I've got no idea who'd win.
Right.
Seriously.
So, okay, that's interesting. Mm. There's a talk topic all in itself. You've introduced it 20 minutes out from the end of the show, but there you go. 1353-53, the open line number. Steve is there. We'll take Steve. G'day, Steve.
G'day, mate. How you going? Ray's there, isn't he?
Yeah, good morning, Steve.
G'day, Ray.
How are you, Steve?
Yeah, good, mate, thanks. Looking forward to the Melbourne Cup coming up. I reckon I got it this year.
Who do you like, Steve?
Oh, Inference, mate, yeah.
Oh, I'm with you. Yes.
Well, yeah, as long as John Hawkes doesn't get the... Octagonal would have sprinted after 27, 2800 metres and got talked out of running it. But anyway, that's another story. Well, I think... I've said for 2 months this thing will, like I did with Viewed, this thing will win the Melbourne Cup, I'm sure of it. But,
it was a great run last Sunday, wasn't it, Steve? Great run last Sunday.
Yeah, but beforehand too, Ray. That third in the Derby had to be seen to be believed.
Yep, agree. Yep.
That third in the BRC Derby.
Yeah, last spring, unbought, should have won it. Yep.
Phenomenal, mate, phenomenal. That was good as so-called run in that Sydney, in that Champion Stakes, I think it was in 77, 78. That was monstrous, that run. But, Ray, a lot of people have been down wombat holes when Mighton Power was running around, mate. I'll tell you what.
That's a horse.
I reckon that's a handicap. That's won that handicap, that Caulfield Cup. And, look at the names that left seven or eight lengths behind them.
Yeah, no, honestly, one of the greatest stayers ever seen, and his Caulfield Cup win in particular. I remember standing next to Les Carline when he raced over line seven lengths in front, and Les turned me and said, "You won't see a better staying performance than that." Caulfield Cup by Mighton Power.
And you've got Maccabi Diva in front.
Yeah, one of three Melbourne Cups, that's impossible to beat
him. Yeah, okay. I'll tell you what, Steve, he just rattled off all the horses that he did tip to win the Melbourne Cup. He had about two in about 30 years, didn't he? It's amazing how you remember the ones you tip right. And then
about that.
What about the other ones? So there you go. Good call, though, Steve. I think it was the first up call from Steve.
Yeah, good
it was
call.
A very strong start. Fantastic. Going to put the pressure on Trent Lansgale, isn't it? He's been doing this for a long time. Pressure's on, Trent. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jimmy and Ray. And, yes, you can remember the Melbourne Cup winners. It was so easy when Maccabi Diva was in the field.
It was.
Yeah, there's a lot of good tipsters that year. All right, let's go to Bathurst. This is going to be huge. Mm. There's speculation there might be a little bit of rain around. Just wonder what sort of impact that might have on the race itself. Trent?
Well, it always spices it up. That's the main thing there at Panorama, because sometimes you can get the situation where down the bottom at the home at the front straight that everything's all okay, and as they climb the mountain and all of a sudden it's raining, so it just adds another element to the great race. It is the iconic race. I know we've got the Australian Formula One Grand Prix, but this is the one where we're pretty much going to spend most of the afternoon. Jimmy, this is what we're going to do on a Sunday until about 6 o'clock. So we bet on the winning car number because it is an endurance race with the team drivers, so we bet on the winning car number. So car 17, where Scott McLaughlin is the primary driver, on pole position, $3.75. Car 97, Shane Van Gisbergen, starting fifth on the grid at $6. Car 88, Jamie Wincup, starting 11th, but is still a $7 chance. Car 55, Chaz Mostert, will be starting fourth on the grid. And car 888, Craig Lowndes, all the way back in 19th, but both at $8. So there's the respect for Craig Lowndes, the fact that multiple winner at the Bathurst 1000 starting in 19th. And it's not always the worst place to be, just back in the pack and can get your way through the field. Car 9, David Reynolds, will be starting second on the grid at $10. And car 5, Mark Winterbottom, starting third at $11. So the betting will be live throughout the Bathurst 1000, fellas, so you'll be able to pick and choose just to see how the pit stops go. And with the safety cars, obviously Ford against Holden. I know Nissan's there, but we've got Ford against Holden, Ford $1.60 and Holden $2.15. And there's betting on who will be on the podium, the top six, the top ten. And if you are a fan of the Blue Oval or the line, you can bet on who will be the top Ford and Holden pairing. So plenty of options there on the Bathurst 1000. Just a later start than what used to be the case, 10 past 11 in the morning. But with daylight saving, we can get away with it.
I mean, the days used to start at like 7:30 in the morning. Remember that, Jim? You might have been too young, probably. But
the first one I remember was when Dick Johnson ran into the rock.
Okay, it was
about 84.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hey, Trent, couple of A-League games to finish off the first round, particular interest is Western Sydney Wanderers versus Perth, but also Wellington against Adelaide United over in New Zealand.
Yeah, well, that's the early one there, Ray. 3 o'clock at Westpac Stadium. Wellington 250, Adelaide United 260, and the draw at 340. Just the over-under 2.5 goals, over 2.5, the favoured way at $1.80. But then you've been speaking about 6 o'clock at Spotless Stadium. How will Western Sydney fare with Tony Popovich gone? They are the $2 favourites, though, to beat Perth at $3.50, and the draw is also $3.50, and the over under 2.5 goals. Expecting some goals there at Spotless Stadium. You've got over 2.5, the favoured way at $1.65, and no EPL or any of those bigger leagues because of the international break, and hopefully the Socceroos can do the job at ANZ Stadium on Tuesday night.
Nadal Kyrgios.
Well, this will be interesting, Jimmy, because they're getting towards the latter part of the season. There is a Masters tournament that will begin tomorrow. So this is the final of the Beijing tournament at 10:30. And Rafael Nadal's $1.57, Nick Kyrgios at $2.35. And we'll see this on ESPN. And the record is 2-2. Of course, we always remember Kyrgios beating Nadal at Wimbledon. This season, they've met twice. Nadal won in Madrid on the clay, as he usually beats everyone on the clay. But Kyrgios was able to beat Nadal on the hard court in Cincinnati. And that's what this tournament is in Beijing. It's a hardcore tournament. So good luck to Kyrgios there tonight. A 10:30 start there for the Beijing final there. There's plenty of other events. We've talked about the Bathurst 1000. There's the Japanese Formula One Grand Prix at 4 o'clock. So if you're a petrol head, you're in heaven today. And also the Major League Baseball playoffs, they're in action at the moment. So no NRL, Jimmy. No AFL as well. But there's enough to fill the void. And you can check out all those markets and plenty more at tab.com.au.
Great job, Trent. Well done. Trent Copeland. Trent Lanskill there from tab.com.au. What to do with no NRL? NBL watching with the Kings try to win yet again in A-League last night. Time management today. What time to walk the dogs between when you guys finish and the Bathurst race starts? Mm. So there you go. You've got 70
Good
minutes.
Planning. Yeah.
70 minutes. We're off air at 10 o'clock. Unless you want to go on to the website and check out some of the podcasts, which is the quiz. I think we've got... Have we got the quiz up on the podcast? Probably not. It's a surprise there. No name on that one, but that's what you got. You've got 70 minutes between the start of the race at 10 minutes past 11. Morning, boys. With you 100%, Jimmy. Why we referee over 26 rounds, then change for the finals is ridiculous. Mm. Becomes best cheats win. That's from Jamie. And then we get this, right? Morning, men. In my youth in the late 60s, there were two horses racing with very similar names spelt totally different. Some Affair and Some Affair. Cheers, Blue Bonnet. What a nightmare for the race callers if they're in the same race.
Some Affair was a really good horse.
Right.
Won a Caulfield Cup by memory, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
There you go.
And Some Affair.
And we had Ron from Moree send us an SMS and say, when are they going to put J Winks on Winks? Because back in the 60s, C Hunt... Once rode Sea Hunt.
I didn't know that, but anyway. Jay Winks on Wings. I don't think you'll get Huge Bowman off him very quickly, will you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. 1353-53, the open line number. We'll take a break here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Back with more.
Sky Sports Radio looks after every important part of your punting day. The race calls. The interviews before and after every race. The form analysts. And the Tab Market Movers. Continuing to steer you into winners.
Tab Market Mover at Gawler Red Dazzle. Raquel Clark, Peter Moody. Number 5. 550 into 420.
So Abelow can't get it. Red Dazzle. They put a stack on this and it won easily.
The National Racing Service. Every day from midday on Sky Sports Radio.
And they're off. Fascinator leads the charge. Chloe with champagne in hand is close behind to the marquee. No, it's the terrace. Now the dance floor. It's stride for stride on the trackside lawn to the stables. The crowd roar. Oh, no finish.
Expect unexpected at the Tab Everest this Saturday at Royal Randwick, featuring the world's richest turf race worth an astonishing $10 million. Don't miss out on Australia's biggest racing event. Tickets selling fast. Pre-book now at theraces.com.au.
The Tab app is proudly made by punters. Punters like Steve. Yeah, I squeezed in more live racing than any other app and added race replays so you can brush up on a runner's past performances. Funny story that. I built it using hexadecimal code and thank you, Steve. You can check out his handiwork by downloading the Tab app today. Tab. We love a bet.
Live Race Vision covers all televised Australian racing. Racing Vision available to Tab account customers only. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Kyrgios sends Australia through to the semi-finals. Congratulations from the captain, Jim Courier, Sam Querrey. Disappointment for him, but not for the Australian.
listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Just about finishing up the program here. Ray and Jimmy up until 10 o'clock. G'day, Jimmy and Ray. Went to TG Milner yesterday for the Schoolboys Rugby, Australia v New Zealand. Some great talent on display with Will Harrison, Marcelin College for the Aussies, a standout, and a future All Black in halfback Finaki Taufa.
An absolute gun.
Cheers, rah-rah. I saw that side came out. I looked at the Australian Schoolboys side. Waverley College heavily represented there. St Joseph's College at Hunters Hill didn't have anyone in the Australian Schoolboys. I reckon there'd be a long time before since that has happened. Because they generally represent fairly well. Talk about good horses, Ray. How would you rate Frankel? Cheers, Danny. Jeez. You forgot about Frankel,
no,
didn't you?
Well, I saw him once. Royal
yes,
Ascot,
you did, yeah.
Won by
yeah.
14 lengths in a Group 1. Beat a triple Group 1 winner like it was a maiden.
Was he 25 straight wins?
14 from 14.
Oh, 14 from 14. Okay, so...
Gee. Well, I don't know. I only saw him once, but it was a phenomenal effort. And that was the highest time form rating horse of all time, that win that day.
Right.
By Frankel. 148 or something, whatever it is.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
So is Frankel your middle distance horse?
Well, if that's the case, then he goes up against Winx and the King, doesn't he?
Yes.
Gee, I don't know, Jim.
Geez, you're non-committal on this, eh? You're loath to sack the King.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
I think romance is playing a part in this, isn't it? Back in your youth.
It's been a long time. And things get embellished over the years, but his record is phenomenal. 30 from 41. Amazing horse. Well, what Winks...
He was 1,200
to... 3,200, yeah.
Did he win a 3,200 race?
The Sydney Cup.
Sydney Cup.
Won a 1,200 metre expressway, all in the same preparation.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah,
isn't
expressway
it?
Stakes first up, right through to the Sydney Cup.
Yeah, there you go. So good on you, Danny. We do appreciate that. 1353 53 is the open line number. Brad's there. G'day, Brad.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Brad.
First time caller, long time listener. I love the show.
Good on you, Brad.
Thanks, buddy. Ray, this one's more for you. I just wanted to get your opinion, and maybe it's a good one to ask Chris Waller next time you're talking to him. Just your opinion on removing the earmuffs yesterday from Winx, whether that had a huge difference. I know the two runs in Sydney where she was just a bit flat, sort of, back in the field and warming up. Yesterday, we obviously seen the real Winx. And it's just good to get Chris's opinion whether he'd ever try that again, whether, he thinks it did make a huge difference.
Yeah, and it's a really good point, Brad. I think we discussed it after George May on air.
Yeah,
Jim,
we did.
And I had a couple of theories, and I'm not a horse trainer at all, Brad, and I don't ever profess to be. But
no, me either,
yeah,
right?
But I did think that... You know, maybe with the earmuffs on, she thought it was like a barrier trial or track work, and she was just going out to do her own thing, and it wasn't.
Because she's notoriously
pretty
laid back in
just does her own thing.
Trials.
But it wasn't until Hughie really got stuck into her in those three Sydney races that she responded and had to reel off those amazing sectionals. But yesterday, no earmuffs, and she got a little bit, sort of a few lengths off the lead mid-race, but it was the real Winx, wasn't it, Brad?
Absolutely, and that's what it sort of showed. And I'm no horse trainer either, but I've sort of been involved with horses for a little while, and that's what I think earmuffs sort of do. You know, they do settle them down quite a bit. And apparently, she does wear them in track work.
She does.
Too,
wears them in track work and barrier trials all the time. So that was my little theory, and I wouldn't even know if it was right or wrong, Brad. But I will say yesterday, sans earmuffs, it was Winx at her best.
It was the Winx of old.
It was the Winx of old. So it'd be just interesting to get Chris Waller's opinion and whether he would ever try that.
I will ask him next time I speak to him, Brad. Yeah, it's a very good point you make, so I'll ask him next time for sure. So.
Good on you, Brad. Appreciate the call. I think first-time caller, so it's always good. Ray won't bite. We won't bite. Sometimes I bite a bit. Anyone thinking about calling out there?
Well, no, it's all an act. Jimmy's a really placid, even-tempered, measured man.
Yeah. Of course I am. Tell you what, this guy can fire up though, can't he? Scotty Foster.
Fire up with a good deal, that's for sure.
He fires up with a good deal. He would have been fired up with the fact that Parramatta under-20s were... They led 14-0.
You had to raise it for the poor guy.
Well, that's quite relevant. Hello, Scotty.
I'd got my overall that, Jim. I couldn't believe it. After I gave... the guy who won the tickets last week, I gave him a bit of a... A rev up, and then Manly came back and beat us. So
we're home for all
good
money
luck
there,
to them.
Too, anyway.
Manly man out.
Was him, man. I couldn't believe it.
Ah, well, mate, as they always say, it's on again next year.
Yeah, I've forgotten all about who won and lost already, so it doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Righto, tell us about this little Mitsubishi Lancer.
Yeah, we got a beautiful little Mitsubishi Lancer for sale today. This is a one owner with full logbook service history. It's meticulously maintained. It's done 114,000 kilometres. It's had its major service, including the timing belt changed. They got no expensive or nasty surprise after purchase. This will be a great first car. It's automatic with air conditioning, power steering, dual airbags, and it's got central locking. It has an extremely reliable 2-litre engine. It's got the 4-speed automatic transmission, so it's also very economical. They just don't come any better than this one. I have it reduced from $6,990 down to $5,990 for the listeners today.
Oh.
This is a great small car, and it's cheap. You can't buy small automatics like this one, so don't miss out. Go to the website, www.fostersqualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 963-75024, because you don't want to miss out on this car. It's $5,990. It's cheap. It's an auto, 4-cylinder, only done 114,000 kilometres, and it's had every service done, including the timing belt. So you've got to get in and see this car, and don't forget to mention Sky Sports Radio and receive a free 3-year warranty with any car purchase, not just this one.
That's a steal, isn't it, Jim? I tell you what, though, Scotty, if anyone wants to buy that car and needs help with finance, you've got some great finance packages available at the moment.
We certainly do. We've got some great rates on finance packages, but we're also helping a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. So if you've had credit issues in the past, then now is the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, starting a new business and need a work vehicle, then go to our website, www.fostersqualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 963-75024, because we can get you driving a vehicle as soon as today.
Fantastic. You've been an MTA member for over 17 years too, you've got to remember, Scotty.
Yeah, we certainly have. So we do everything we can to make buying a vehicle an easy experience. We cover everything from, you know, finding the car or car sourcing, financing, through to vehicle maintenance and even the car detailing. So if you need anything done, we can help, boys. So, you know, we're the people to give a call.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Scotty.
Appreciate that. We'll speak next week.
Certainly will.
Good work there, Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars. Check them out online, fosterqualitycars.com.au. Give them a call, 963-75024. And, of course, if they haven't got the car there on the website or on the lot that you want, they'll go and source it for you. No problems whatsoever. 1353 is the open line number
James,
here.
Who's our winners for the Everest tickets?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask, Ray. I'll tell you who our winners are. We've got Brad, who just rang up talking about the earmuffs.
Good point.
It was a good point, too. And she ran like it was, she realised it was a legitimate race. Unlike last time, she thought it was a Saturday afternoon stroll.
In the park, yeah. Still wins for practice, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So 21 straight. 21 today, as Maddie Hill said. So, Brad, you get the tickets heading out to the Everest. And remember, there's going to be a crowd of 30,000 there. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fantastic. Two tickets for you, Brad. Two tickets for Sean, who rang us earlier in the program and gave us the price, 14-1 on of Farlap in the Cox Plate. But you're saying it wasn't as big as it is now. Back
then, the Mooney Valley Cup was the main race on the program. So
yeah, right. So
Cox Plate built up over the years.
So there you go. So two tickets coming the way of Sean as well. So Sean and Brad. And remember, those prizes are all courtesy of the ATC. We certainly appreciate them. They do it every week, haven't they, leading into the Everest?
They've looked after us, haven't they?
And they've been very good to us. So we're able to pass that on to the listeners. Usually we like to try and keep as many of the... The stuff
so
here.
The tickets that you're going with next week. Where are they
yes.
Him from?
Well, I'm a hard-working contractor here at tab.com.au, so they were good enough to give me a couple of tickets.
So you're right for tickets. Okay.
Well, I might get another couple off you, right? I know you are royalty.
No.
Australian sporting royalty. You and Tanya. Let's roll up to anything. No problem. You want a ticket?
Tan's not going next week. No.
Oh.
No. Try to talk her into it.
There you go.
Producer Jeremy's going.
Yeah, producer. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, you're not going to meet up with producer.
Rethink turning up. Anyway.
Oh, gee, you're hard.
Wings is not a 1600 metre horse, but she's good enough to win in great fields. She's a 2000 metre horse. Yesterday proved that. She's a champ because she can win out of her comfort zone.
Yep, 100%. The way she raced yesterday, didn't she love that 2000 metres? absolutely loved it.
Ate it up. Mm. Ate it up. But she's still got that point, though, during the course of her races where for four strides, she somehow puts two lengths on them.
Oh, and the ability to sustain that sprint is the most extraordinary thing. So, James, how are you going to spend Sunday afternoon?
This Sunday?
Today.
I'll tell you what we've got. The De La Salle Carringbar Junior Rugby League Football Club presentation afternoon.
Mm.
So we are out
Always
there.
A chance?
Oh, they're a chance to get. I think everyone gets a trophy in the under sixes and the under sevens. So yeah, we'll be doing that. What about you, Roman?
Bit
What's
of,
on?
Bit of work, run the work out as well. I mean, I don't know. I want to watch Sava.
You settle into a bit of Bathurst.
Mm.
Yeah, they do a great job in presenting it, I must say.
Exactly, yeah. But coming up on Racing HQ, Hawkesbury preview with the lovely Chantelle Buckley. I worked with her last Monday. She's fantastic. Knows her form really, really well. And don't forget the BSB back tomorrow, 5:30 a.m.
They've had a good couple of days up there at Bathurst, and the boys will be back 5:30 tomorrow morning. So make sure you tune in.